live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler, serving the Emporia area for over 35 years. Call Pete to 342-6272.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's probably a little bit of a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Pete Euler, right here in Emporia, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Pete and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With Pete Euler, it's easy to switch and save. Just give him a call. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVOA News time is 8:28. It is Newsmaker 2 time here on a Wednesday. We're pleased to be joined by Rebecca Herrera, Granada Theater Director, here this morning.
Hello, Rebecca.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Good. Well, you have a full list of activities that are populating the Granada calendar here, really for the back half of the year. And you're coming up on a couple of big activities here before the month is now out.
Yes, yes. So this Saturday, we are going to have the Bob Jovi tribute. They're going to be at the Granada, and we're going to have a 80s costume contest going on as well. Tickets are online, and we are going to have floor seating on the sides, and balcony seating as well. So it's going to be a very lively concert, and I'm very excited for it. So that's going to be this Saturday.
What is it about Bob Jovi and Just What I Needed that really drew you to get them booked here for the weekend?
Well, you know, we did a survey asking our community what they wanted to see, what was something that the Granada was missing. And the people said they wanted rock and they wanted tribute bands. And I said, okay, let's do it. So that was one of the main things. And then I was like, the music is so much fun, and it's something that is going to be a lot of fun for everyone, for all ages.
All right, so Bob Jovi, yeah, it should be a great show coming up this Saturday at the Granada Theater. What, 7 p.m.?
Yes, that is correct, 7 p.m.
All right, so what's next in line? We've got talent coming up?
Yes, so on Saturday, August 14th, we have Granada's Got Talent Season 2. We did the first one last year while the pandemic was going as a fundraiser, and it just went marvelous. We had so many people sign up, and I had a lot of people ask if we could bring it back. So we're bringing it back. I still have some slots, so if people want to sign up for it, please do so. Send a video to audition to director@emporiagranada.com, and I'll let you know if you're in.
I know you can't probably spill the beans on exactly who's in right now for what's coming up here with Granada's Got Talent, but maybe you can give us a sense of what type of acts are coming up here in a week and a half.
Oh, we're going to have some singers. We're going to have some that are going to be playing a ukulele. We're going to have some that are going to be playing their guitar. We have a dancer. Oh, it's going to be a good show as of right now. So, yeah, I'm excited.
So how much are tickets to Granada's Got Talent?
Tickets are $15.
Okay.
So they're very affordable. And then up next, we have a comedy show coming up on August 28th, which is the Andy Gross Comedy Show. And he's the guy that, you know, he's a magician, he is an illusionist, and he's just this super great guy who has over a million views on YouTube, and he's a pretty hot stand-up comedian guy right now, and we're very lucky to have booked him.
Indeed. Let me shift here to September and October, because you've got some space here for your concert schedule, but you've got a couple big concerts in September and two big ones coming up in October as well.
Yes, that is correct. So in September, we have the Ryan Daniel concert, and he is a very well-known country singer. He was also part of the military, and he is just he's just wonderful. He reached out saying that he just wanted to be a part of the Midwest. He loves the Midwest, and we were able to book him. And then we have on Saturday, September 25th, the Blaine Howard concert, and opening up for them, we're going to have the Holiday State. They're from San Diego, California, and they're like a R&B country. I've never heard of that, so I'm excited to hear them open up for Blaine Howard, and he is actually a really big Kansas City Chiefs fan, and his theme song is the Run It Back. And yeah, people just love him so much. People at the stadium, every time they hear the Run It Back song, you know, it gets them all wild up. We've had people say that it's a fun song to celebrate the defending Super Bowl champs, and it's, you know, it's a favorite because it makes them feel like they're going to win again, and that's what Dale Carter said, and, you know, so it's pretty cool.
All right, then.
That's going to be a super fun concert.
Saturday, September the 25th, Blaine Howard concert. And then we have October. And what is in store, Rebecca?
Yes, in October we have super, super awesome concerts. We have the one and only Jack Mouse and Janice Borla featuring Lulu Marini. Jack Mouse is a native Emporian, and we're super excited to have him back in the theater. It's going to be a wonderful jazz concert. Lulu Marini is a wonderful, well-known saxophonist. He played for Aretha Franklin, the Respect song, and he's also been on Saturday Night Live. He was the one that did, he plays the saxophone all the time. So that's a super big deal for a lot of jazz lovers. It's a super big deal for me. As I play the saxophone, I cannot wait to meet Lulu Marini and have Jack Mouse and Janice Borla in our theater again. They have wonderful guests as well, you know, with them, but their featured guest is Lulu Marini. And that's going to be on Saturday, October 9th.
You've been waiting to have Eli Young Band for a long period of time. You joined our morning show about 2-3 months ago to mention that the rescheduled date is now locked in for October 16th. How excited are you now that you know, the concert's now relatively fast approaching?
Yes, it's happening. It's happening. So October 16th, we have the Eli Young Band that's going to be with us. And I am so excited to have them. We've been, like you said, we've been pushing it off for over a year and a half now, and I think it's the time. So if everything goes well, we will have Eli Young Band at our theater October 16th.
And one more on the schedule for November. Just one more, at least for now.
One more for now. I am going to put more stuff on our calendar here within the next couple weeks to close off the year. But for now, I am sharing with you guys the Elton Dan and the Rocket Band, the tribute band. And it's also another wonderful tribute band. And it's going to be high energy, and it's going to be over the top. Elton Dan has been all over the world. I mean, he's been in Asia, he's been all over Europe, and he, you know, he's a pretty big deal, and I'm pretty excited to have him here at the Granada.
Elton John tribute. Good stuff. I think that will be enjoyed by plenty.
Well, agreed.
A good schedule, and things are getting more robust down at the Granada Theater. Rebecca, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you guys for having me on, and you guys have a wonderful day, and I'll see you Saturday.
All right, Rebecca, take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
And Rebecca Herrera, the manager of the Granada Theater, where things are cooking. Chuck, things are cooking.
Absolutely. And if you want more information, go to EmporiaGranada.com, and that's where you can also get tickets, or simply call the box.